This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Solitaire by Alice Oseman, read by Holly Gibbs.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
And your defect is a propensity to hate everybody. And yours, he replied with a smile, is willfully to misunderstand them. Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen. Part 1. Elizabeth Bennet. Do you dance, Mr. Darcy? Mr. Darcy. Not if I can help it. Pride and Prejudice, 2005. 1. I'm aware as I step into the common room that the majority of people here are almost dead, including me. I've been reliably informed that post-Christmas blues are entirely normal and that we should expect to feel somewhat numb after the happiest time of the year. But I don't feel so different now to how I felt on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day or on any other day since the Christmas holidays started. I'm back now, and it's another year. Nothing is going to happen. I stand there. Becky and I look at each other. Tori, says Becky, you look a little bit like you want to kill yourself. She and the rest of our lot have sprawled themselves over a collection of revolving chairs around the common room computer desks. As it's the first day back, there has been a widespread hair and makeup effort across the entire sixth form, and I immediately feel inadequate. I deflate into a chair and nod philosophically.